This is Brother Metter, and I'm glad to be with you this morning. You know, over the last couple of weeks, I've been trying to take you in these short sessions to where God is taking the church. I've been trying to bring you up to speed, but I would really encourage you to go back to our YouTube channel. Some of you watching this on Facebook, some of you watching on YouTube, some of you listening to it on our podcast, but go to our YouTube channel. Take time, make time to go to worldrevivals.org. And when you get on our website, click on our YouTube logo. It will take you to our YouTube channel. If you can't do it that way, then go to YouTube and search for World Revivals Incorporated, John Metter, and it will take you to our videos. But listen to the teaching. And as I was telling you, the Lord began to speak to me. I think it was on somewhere around the first part of April, the Lord began to speak to me on the Apostles' Doctrine. And I taught, as God gave it to me, I put it together. I taught in our Bible study on April the 8th, which is a Wednesday night. I taught on the Apostles' Doctrine and I brought out the scriptures that God gave me. And then the following Sunday, on the 12th of April, we've been live streaming at noon Eastern Standard Time on our YouTube channel every Sunday because so many people are out of church and don't have a service to attend. So about a month now, we've been live streaming at noon on our YouTube channel. That's Eastern Standard Time. And I've been laying out the word God's been giving me. Well, on April the 12th, I believe it was, God gave me I preached on the man, the spirit of the man Christ Jesus, which is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost that abides in me and you is the spirit of the man Christ Jesus. So I begin to break that down and begin to teach people according to the way the Spirit of God is starting to teach me. And it might have been earlier than that. I can't remember. But no, it was the 12th. And later that evening, the Lord spoke to me and said, the new thing that you've been preaching and telling people was coming for 10 years is now in the earth. And he said, the word that you preached on the Apostles' Doctrine and on the Spirit of the man Christ Jesus being the Holy Ghost is both doctrinal and foundational to the new move that I'm bringing forth. You're not going to have God bring forth a new move and do it with old teaching and old doctrine. And God's bringing forth in a new anointing. He's bringing forth a new generation. The generation that I grew up in, and I'm 48 years into serving God in ministry, the majority of the people, like my mom and dad, got the Holy Ghost in 48 and early 50s, they're dead. They're gone on to be with the Lord. The Lord told me in 98, he said, many people of the old order, they're fixing to go home. They're fixing to die. They're going to meet their reward. It's not judgment. It's just that they finish their course. They're not going to move into this new thing. They're not going to receive the teaching on this new move of the Holy Ghost. They're going to stay with the old and I'm just going to take them on home and let them meet their reward. But there is a new move that is being brought forth in the earth. And with this new move, it's new doctrine, it's new tradition, it's new wisdom and knowledge. It's what God told me in August of 2017 when he showed me the vision of the eclipse. I saw it on the 20th of August. It's in a video on our YouTube page, how I explained the vision, how I saw the eclipse coming in and blocking out the sun. And as that eclipse came in on the right-hand side, as I looked at it, it began to block out the light of the sun. And the Lord said, this is a sign that I'm going to block out old teaching. I'm going to block out old doctrine, old traditions, because they've been taught wrong. They've been taught in error. I don't care how sincere an individual is that teaches, if they don't have the wisdom and knowledge and understanding of what they teach and they teach in part, it can be taught in error. And that's what the Lord told me. And I saw that eclipse come in full. Then as it started out the other side, the Lord said that I am going, This is a sign that I'm going to bring in new doctrine, new light, new knowledge, new tradition. And ever since 2016 and 17, and it was after this that I began to receive revelations and visitations of God's word that has taken us into new doctrine and new teaching. And so as I taught in the Bible study Wednesday night, and I don't remember the date, let's say about the 14th or 15th, I think it was the 15th, the first thing I told the people, I said, I don't care what the church is taught. I don't care what's been taught by the church. I don't care what doctrine man has put in place. I don't care what you followed. I don't care what I followed. God is now bringing in new doctrine and new tradition. I even hate to use that word, but he's bringing in new teaching, new wisdom, new understanding. And the Lord told me on Sunday, the 12th of April, 2020, he said, that you are ministering on the man Christ Jesus, the spirit of it being the Holy Ghost and the apostles' doctrine. He said, this is foundational and doctrinal to the new move that I'm bringing forth. So what God is telling me, there's new teaching, there's new doctrine, there's new tradition, and I'm going to be speaking probably in opposition and contrary to a lot of things you've been taught. It's not to be belligerent. It's not to be argumentative. It's not to start a debate. It's what God is revealing to us at this time. And if you think God can't do something new, and if you think you know all there is to know about God, then I hate to tell you, you're really messed up. If you don't think that God can do a new thing or take us deeper in his word and deeper in the revelation of his spirit, and you think you know all there is to know about God, you are really messed up and have a wrong spirit. And you need to let God get a hold to you and open your understanding that you can be taught some things by the Lord. I pray this word gets a hold of your heart. Have a blessed day and begin to meditate on the things of God, because the man whose mind is stayed upon the Lord, the Lord will keep him in perfect peace. I pray you have a peaceful and a blessed day. God bless you. Till our next broadcast.